Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
I want to welcome you all, and I want to discuss something that I was discussing with my wife this weekend. And this Sabbath, we were having a talk about an important topic. If the body of a believer can be possessed by Satan and his demons. And we know spiritual warfare is real. We know it exists. And we know things are taking place on a spiritual realm all the time around us. So many of us are suffering. The Bible says when we become believers, we're not going to suffer. So just because we're suffering doesn't mean it's from the enemy and of the enemy, and doesn't mean we need to give him the power. The question of if our temple, where the Holy Spirit dwells, can share room with demons is not the question. The question is, what is the source of our suffering? For even when I deal with people who are sick with disease, the answer isn't to finding just a cure of disease, because the real cure is the cause. And if you eliminate the cause, the cure will go away. The issue will go away. That is, in essence, the cure. And when we have suffering going on, we need to realize what is the source of that suffering. And I not suggest that it be from our bodies being filled with demons. I suggest that we suggest or consider that whether a spiritual entity is messing with us, whether it is from inside or outside, we become to get so close to Yahweh where we can identify something is not right. For when two people, especially believers, but two people in general, are having a discussion and it turns into a heated argument and it turns violent, according to the word of scripture and according to everything, from my understanding and knowledge, the Holy Spirit is not dwelling in that place. The works of righteousness and the fruit of the Spirit is not taking place right there. When something that Yahweh has brought together, such as a couple that's made a vow to Yahweh and is together in union and is now married, is having trouble in their relationship, we know the Bible says when strife is there, the enemy is near. That does not mean people are possessed by demons, but it doesn't mean they're not. To know if somebody is truly a believer, we cannot go on lip service of one another. We have to go on the fruit of the Spirit. And whether that spiritual entity had gotten into their house, has been let in one way or the other, it is there. So we must realize that, acknowledge that, and make sure we can get rid of that. We need to go to Yahweh and speak to him, and that is the way to know for sure. And the number one thing we need to do is accept Yahshua. Truly repent for everything we've done and accept Yahshua. And make sure we have that covered. That's number one always. Whenever you're dealing with a physical ailment, whenever you're dealing with strife in your relationships, whether it's with your spouse or other people in your family, the first thing you need to do is go to Yahweh and repent for the things that you might have done that you don't know you have done. I take that back. The first thing you need to do is to repent for the things you know you have done. And then ask Yahweh to show you the things that you might not have done that's going on. And however it is, whatever it is, and wherever he is, or wherever the spiritual entities are, you need to cleanse your temple and make sure your house is cleansed. Make sure things and people around you are cleansed. And understand the promises that Yahweh gives you. And the peace and the shalom and the healing and the comfort and all these things the Radakato Kodesh, the Holy Spirit, is part of that comfort and that peace and shalom. Even in the trials of physical disease, there will be such a peace and shalom in somebody who's really filled with the Holy Spirit. For I will not say we will not be concerned, but we will not have to worry of man today, because we know where we're going. We know where we're heading. We must strive to do the works of Yeshua that's given to us in the Torah, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. We are to thank Yahweh for Yeshua and the blood that covers us and heals us. But we are to reassure ourselves through prayer. This is why we don't just accept him one day in our life and it is done. It's a daily thing we have to go and assure and know with confidence and praise Yahweh and thank Yahweh. And repent and never get so used to that. Never take that for granted, that gift that Yahweh gives us. For we're all learning and we don't know spiritual warfare 100%. We don't know this. We know that when it's affecting our physical life, something is going on. And we know the source is spiritual because the scripture says there's a war going around us that we cannot see. And we know that there will be suffering in our lives because we have examples of scripture of believers that suffered. But why do we keep going back to our sin? We look at King David, a man who had the heart of Yahweh, and I believe the spirit of Yahweh, and still committed murder and adultery. Why do we keep going back to our sin? We look at the physical addiction of the pleasures of the flesh. We look at the enemy in the garden deceiving Adam and Eve. And we continue to see from there men getting deceived and tempted by the enemy, who's very clever. I believe that the enemy cannot harm us physically. I believe the enemy can deceive us to harm ourselves. I believe the enemy could make us disbelieve in what something we were so confident for. But we give him the symptoms and the signs to know where our weaknesses are. The only one that could read our mind, the only one that knows what we're thinking before we do it, is Yahweh. He created us. He designed us. He knows everything about us. Before we even think it, he knows what we're going to do. Some people would suggest the enemy knows that too, but I don't think so. I think through our fear, through our doubt, through our lack of faith, the enemy can read our body language and know where our weaknesses are and our fears are. And that's where he attacks us. And I do believe we are trained up in a world today to have a lack of faith in many of the important areas of our life. Areas of trusting Yahweh over trusting man. Areas of not having fear of the worldly things. I believe this fear is what the enemy goes to attack, and it affects us in certain ways. And I do believe in spiritual warfare, and I do believe in many different types of entities that are out there, whether we want to call them demons or something else, that are consistently lurking around, waiting to see our weaknesses and waiting to attack that. And I could tell you this, that whether it's around you or whether it's in you, whether it's a possession or whether it's in the areas around you, the enemy is consistently trying to devour and destroy you. And he's always looking for a way to get in. He's always looking for a way to get in. We don't know spiritual warfare completely, even if we think we do. But we do know that the scripture says the gift that Yahweh will leave us with when Yeshua descended was we would be filled with the Ruach Kodesh, the Holy Spirit. Filled is filled. And if you're filled, there's no room for anything else. Now, perhaps there are believers or people that claim to know Yahshua that are partially filled and leaving room, or not truly filled. Maybe somebody's a believer and not truly having the Ruach Kodesh. We don't know spiritual warfare 100% completely how it works. Maybe once you're filled, there's no room, but they're continuously trying to get at you just that much more. But I do know we must continually pray to Yahweh on a regular basis. We must continually to do the works of Yahweh. We must continually to not show the enemy any sign to let him in. We must continually repent if we've done something we shouldn't be doing, and sincerely repent for it. We must stay strong in our walk and our work with him. And whenever your mind gets a doubt about something, whether it's your best friend dying or your spouse leaving or your child getting in an accident or you getting a sick and diagnosis, whatever it is, remember, the enemy knows our weaknesses. And I could tell you there are people being tortured around the world in jails and prisons right now. There are people being physically, emotionally tortured. But they're using the gift that Yahweh gave them. And they're not showing any sign at all of breaking. Any sign of all of breaking. And then there are people out there that have a little so-called hiccup in their life. And they're completely in doubt of Yahweh and everything going on. We need not to open up any doors. Remember, when strife is there, the enemy is near. We must study and understand the fruit of the Spirit and what that truly means. We must not question things in doubt of Yahweh being true to his word. We must seek and try to learn more and more about the thing that's consistently taking place in this spiritual warfare and this spiritual battle that the scripture says is taking place. But we must do it in our investigation, not with an outcome of doubt, but with a joy to get closer to Yahweh. That's what must happen. And whoever are you out there seeking, the scripture says, knock and you shall find. You can go to many different ministries out there, teaching there, without a doubt, one-way doctrines. We must continue to have an open mind and question everything. Why are we suffering? How does spiritual warfare work? Why would somebody who claims to be a believer do what they're doing and act the way they act? Does that line up with scripture? There's many different questions that should arise. And as you get these questions answered, it shouldn't be, I've got my answer, I'm done. Because those questions will answer up other questions. The idea of who truly has the Ruach HaKodesh. The idea of true baptism. The idea of speaking in tongues. And the fruit of the Spirit in a person. Would the Holy Spirit, the set-apart Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, let somebody who's claimed to know Yahshua and accept Yahshua comfortably live in sin? Why are there so many so-called believers living in sin and not worrying about it? There are many people out there that claim to be believers that are not living in line with Yahweh's word, but they don't seem too concerned. Many of them are deceived to understand that. Isn't the Ruach HaKodesh supposed to make it clear to us the way Yahweh wants us to live? So why are there thousands of people all over the world that claim to know Yahshua, that continually break our Creator's guidelines and instructions? Shouldn't the Ruach Kodesh, the set-apart Holy Spirit, condemn them, or at least show them that this is wrong? Is man listening so closely to man that they're not listening to our wonderful Creator? These are questions we need to ask ourselves. And we go back to that question. Can a demon exist and dwell in the same body as the Holy Spirit? And if you answer no, once one is filled with the Holy Spirit, there's no room for a demon to get in, then why is the Holy Spirit not convincing these people? Does the Holy Spirit work only sometime? And if you answer yes, a person could have the Holy Spirit but not be completely filled 100% of the time, and that leaves room for demons to get inside, then we must ask ourselves, what can we do to get filled to keep him out? I just want to make this recording today for you to understand that spiritual warfare is real and something we must acknowledge. And we're not going to have the answers to these things overnight. Somebody wise once said to me, if you ever meet anyone that says they know everything, they really know nothing. We must have an open heart and an open mind. But we must understand one thing. When strife is near, the enemy is near. We must continuously and consistently reject everything about him. And we must seek to dwell with the fruit of the Spirit that Yahweh promises us. And the patience and the kindness and the love and the peace and the joy. That's what should be filling our lives. That's the evidence of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. To me, it's not just the words that are coming out of one's mouth as such as speaking in tongues. However, I have an open mind to know I do not know everything. And there are people that are claiming that that is the evidence. All I know is that we should have that peace and that patience. We must have it. We must have it. But I also understand the addictions and the how many years that so many people are suffering, and the pleasure of the flesh, how the enemy tries to appease to that. We also know that Yahweh made us and designed us in a certain way, but the enemy in this world today tries to attack and destroy us through certain ways and destroy the structure and the order that Yahweh created. And we know that with the confusion out there, people who not have the Ruach HaKodesh, if they're walking around confused, somebody who's filled is not going to be confused about the things of Yahweh. They're not going to be confused at Yahweh's order. They're not going to be confused about Yahweh's gender. They're not going to be confused about Yahweh's peace and shalom. They're not going to be confused about these things. I would suggest that people are struggling with Yahweh's order, Yahweh's gender, and these type of issues, that they need to pray and repent and get right with Yahweh. The enemy has used many tricks to try to get people to disbelieve and to break down the family structure and the structure and the order of Yahweh. And he's been successful in many areas. And many people are suffering out there as a result of it. There are so many questions out there. Then we look at the idea of mental disease and mental illness. And we look at the idea of people that supposedly have gotten demons cast out of them. From my understanding of scripture, every time somebody got a demon casted out of them, they were set free. Now, the scriptures say if you're set free and you don't repent and accept Yeshua, you can come back and get filled again with even more than one demon that left. But they never recorded in scripture the long-term result of what happened to a person that was demon-possessed and set free. However, I know many people that'll go to these preachers and get so-called healed of a demon, demons cast it out, but those people are still living in sin. Yeshua told the woman at the well, go and sin no more. But these people are still living in sin, whether it's a mental disease or not. If somebody's truly healed, if that demon's truly cast it out, why do they continue to suffer from the same consequence as before and act the same way and have the same result? Why? Have they truly been set free, or are they infested with more demons than ever before? Where is their heart? What is going on? And then when we look at King David and what he's done in his true repentance, but still would do such wicked acts of murder and adultery. But then we look at all of that, and Yahweh still accepted him and his repentance and his prayer. Why does Yahweh accept somebody like that and then reject someone who speaks words? But he says, get away from me. I don't even know you. Many questions. But again, we do know spiritual warfare does exist, and the enemy's trying to get to us. So we stay strong. So I want to encourage all of you out there that are going through things. I encourage you, study the fruit of the Spirit. I encourage you to speak to Yahweh and pray to him and talk to him and read his word and ask him to show you why these things go on and why these things happen. Ask him to talk to you about these things. And if you verbally want to hear him, verbally speak to him. Don't be ashamed. Hallelujah. Praise our wonderful creator. Continuously with joy, be in a classroom with Yahweh. What should be filled is our minds with scripture, so much so that there's no room to even think about the enemy and what he's trying to do to you and how he's trying to deceive you. You fill your body with songs of scripture and praise songs. You fill your mind with these songs, with words filled with Yahweh's holy words, with scripture. You speak that scripture. The more you do and the more you have on your mind about a wonderful creator, I do believe your mind could be filled up with these things where you don't have room to think about that negative stuff. And I think too many people today are making this mistake. They're spending so much time, more of my time watching the news and the media than they are reading their word. And I believe it's creating a problem. We need to read the word, the most important thing in our lives. The words that Yeshua died for us, and men died for us, getting burned alive so we could have these scriptures in our language, in our hands. And we could read these different things to go to them. Yahweh's going to put us through trials. Remember, we go through the fire to get refined. But Yahweh promised us certain things. And it's so hard to comprehend these things in our own mind. Does not the scriptures say the human mind, no one can comprehend how somebody could find joy during these trials? That we can't even comprehend these things with our own human thinking. So take it to Yahweh with peace and joy and love and patience and kindness. Just humble yourselves. Humble yourselves. That every single day we have this great opportunity. When the scriptures talk about armor and the armor of Yahweh and protecting ourselves, these are important, serious things. Protection. You know, with the armor of Yahweh, protecting ourselves. You have to understand that yes, we know Yahweh is protecting us and covering us on a spiritual realm. We got to understand that. But we have to walk with Yahweh and with what he's given us and not walk out there in a spiritual nakedness, ready, wide open to get attacked in whatever way the attacks will come. No, we got to stay strong. We got to consistently build our muscles, our spiritual muscles, consistently. It comes by studying the word and getting close to our wonderful creator. We can do all things through our creator who strengthens us, the word says. All things. It seems we can do all things, but people doubt we can give up coffee and cure cancer. All things mean all things. All things. And if it's not happening, we not doubt Yahweh. We pray harder. We pray longer. And we praise him more. And we fill our minds more with the words of Yahweh. We don't have the doubts of the what ifs and the how comes and the whys. No. More praise, more glory, more honor. Fill up your minds. That's what you need to do. That's what you need to do. Don't ignore the things we must do in a physical realm and taking care of our bodies by eating the right things and doing the right things. Don't ignore these things. Yahweh's provided us with the medicine and the green herbs and the food and the fruits. We must take care of things on a physical level and a spiritual level to protect our minds and our bodies. We have to look at where our attention is going on a daily basis. We must look at where our attention is going on a daily basis. And if we are believers, and if we are truly filled with the Radak Kodesh, why do we let our minds go to certain places they go? There are things that should not concern us as believers.
Come out of the world. You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life Ministry.
Our fall prayer and share is coming. Monday, October 6th at 7 a.m. begins 2 weeks of prayer, testimonies, celebrations, and of course, heartfelt invitations to give as God calls you to give, sustaining the future of this broadcast ministry.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.